Welcome, Spartans, to Mission Debrief. We've played every mission of the mainline Halo video games, and now we're playing every mission from the rest of the games in the franchise in chronological order. Each episode, we'll be discussing our experiences and sprinkling in a little lore along the way. If you'd like to play along and have your thoughts spread on the show, email us at podcastevolved@gmail.com or drop us a tweet at podcastevolved on Twitter. We'll be playing the Hold the Line mission from Halo Wars 2 on the next episode. If you like what you hear and want to support the show, visit Podcast Evolved on Patreon. You can also receive a free audiobook trial by visiting audibletrial.com/podcastevolved. This episode, we're debriefing the From the Deep mission from Halo Wars 2. I'm your host, Colin Perkins, alongside David Arnold.
Hello, everybody.
And Krista Brown.
I love you, floaty Healy machine.
They're saviors. Last mission was Lights Out. Spartan Douglas 042 made a triumphant return to help Jerome and the Spirit of Fire forces shut down the banished exploitation of the Ark's portal network. As the UNSC advanced toward the main portal controls, they discovered Decimus was once again standing in their way and looking for revenge. After rescuing a few squads of Hellbringers and Cyclops, the Spartan 2s led the assault that crippled the enemy's ability to quickly mobilize their forces and eliminated one of Atriox's most powerful lieutenants. Now, in From the Deep, Atriox responds with fury on multiple fronts. Above the Ark, the Banished deploy a Banshee assault on the Spirit of Fire from their flagship, the Enduring Conviction. On the surface, they storm the beach near the firebase that Alice 130 is desperately getting up and running. Tensions are mounting, but the UNSC won't go down without a fight. Date of the game is April 1st, 2559. What do we have in our little opening mission debrief?
So, mission briefing kicks off. Isabel, Spirit of Fire, to Alice 130. That's right, Alice is back, baby. We have deactivated the banished portal network. Are you in position? Alice chimes in. Isabel, I wasn't expecting to hear from you. Where's the captain? The Spirit of Fire is under attack from the banished carrier, so he's asked me to be your liaison while he deals with it. You've made quite the impression on the banished down there. We're showing massive troop movement on the way. Can you hold out while we're dealing with this attack? Alice says, don't worry, Isabel, I've got this one. Good to be working with you. Alice out. And then the mission pretty kind of quickly transitions in to a bunch of troops fighting on a beach. Mm-hmm. And there's some new kind of little watchtowery things, which I don't think we've seen before. They're like little dishes, and there is two kind of garrison you kind of spots, and you're kind of just holding this beach while a bunch of enemies kind of attack you. You start off, I think, just with Alice and one or two other units, and then after the first wave, I think you gain access to everything.
Yeah, you get her and a Scorpion to move around a little bit. Everybody else is yellow. It's like they're
neutral.
The same yellow from Halo Wars 5. Or Halo 5.
Oh my god. Halo Wars 5. Wow. I've missed a couple of them.
That would be amazing if we get there. Let's do it. You have this beach assault to deal with, which is interesting, and that's pretty much the mission. The crux of the mission is we are the Banished are pissed off and they're coming for us this entire mission.
I like this mission.
Let's talk about the mission summary real quick is defend the last portal controller against Banished invasion. That's interesting because they don't talk about that at all. That's
no,
on the screen.
You can see a giant like satellite and you see it has health and then you're like, am I supposed to be protecting this?
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the mission really.
They don't really
attack it either,
do they? They
didn't even get that far.
No, I don't think so.
That's bizarre. But I guess maybe this controller, this portal controller, is the one that we can use as a UNSC so that we can portal around? I'm not sure. Maybe we'll find that out in future missions. But it's a little weird that they didn't really close the loop on any, I don't know, dialogue or anything like that. The scouting report is just set up defenses on the beachhead to intercept the enemy. The objectives, survive the first wave, then defend your base, and then destroy the Scarab. Oh.
Ooh. Spoilers.
Yeah. Optional objectives: build two turrets on the beach, easy enough, and then upgrade the beach turrets to anti-vehicle turrets. I remember the first time I played, I think I did anti-air on one of them, and then I couldn't change it until it got destroyed, and then I could change it back. But you still, as long as two of the turrets that you build, you make anti-vehicle turrets, you should be good in getting that optional objective. The bonus objectives: one is hijack a locust, and the second, locust, that's new, at least new for Halo Wars 2, and then also get 20 kills with the scorpion, also new for Halo Wars 2. We haven't had that scorpion yet, so this is a fun mission. Lots of explodies, lots of vehicles to control. The part time is 20 minutes, although once again, strategy guide's wrong. I don't know why I keep mentioning that, but it said 25 minutes. Scoring goals are for gold, 105,000. The silver is 45,000 to 104,000. Bronze is 15 to 44. There is a skull here, so in order to get the total annihilation skull, you need to complete the mission without Alice getting downed at all, which isn't too bad. I didn't feel like she was usually in a vehicle, and you know, as you know, when she gets in a vehicle, the vehicle gets destroyed, but then she pops out with full health. So just keep an eye on her if you want to get that skull. Total annihilation is the Spartan special ability slams create an even more powerful explosion upon landing.
Ooh,
I've never turned that one on, but that one sounds like a fun one. The final score decreases though when you have that one on. All right, Krista, what's the toy box this time?
Oh, there's so many fun things. I love this mission. It's great. So, of course, we have Alice, the queen bee. Mm-hmm. Jerome and Douglas are losers and can't come to the girls' club.
Girl power.
We of course, start with a wonderful fire base. It is a command center with 7 structure slots, and you can upgrade it to a headquarters, which you want to do that.
Yeah,
you want to do that
so you can do build it.
What are
cool
you doing?
Stuff.
Yeah, do that because then you get scorpions. Of course, in the firebase, you can just make marines and then upgrade them to a grenade throw. But you have scorpions, so you don't need that at all. Of course, our normal structures, supply pad, that can be upgraded. Our generator, that can be upgraded. Our barracks, which has our infantry upgrade 1 and 2, which has Hellbringers and Cyclops. Don't even bother making one of those.
Yeah. You can upgrade the Hellbringers too, but I don't see no reason to build those.
No.
Thanks.
The garage, of course, has vehicle upgrade 1 and 2. You want to get that. You can get a Warthog and upgrade it to Gauss Cannon, but it's not worth it. You can get Wolverines, but they're not worth it either. But you can get Scorpions.
Mm-hmm.
Which that's the only thing you should make other than the next thing, which is the Nightingale, which is in the air pad.
Yeah.
And that is the wonderful unit that heals everything. Nightingales can even heal each other.
Yeah, can they really?
Yes. Yeah. So that's why I always have like at least 2 on the battlefield.
Yeah.
So make a bunch of those, make a bunch of scorpions, and you will be invincible. Of course, you can make hornets as well. If you need a couple things here and there, just to fill the extra slots, because you can't make another wonderful scorpion. We have the armory, which has amazing things. The fortify base upgrade 1 and 2. The advanced logistics, which speeds up troop production. You can upgrade that twice. And then our reinforcements, which adds plus 20 population. And you can do that twice.
That's
so
a lot.
More scorpions. That.
Yeah, lots of scorpions. David, did you do the reinforcements?
I did, but like super late. Like, I realized really after, like, oh my god, you can get like, is it 110, 120?
120. Yeah, you get 120.
Like, this is a lot.
Mm-hmm. But like, scorpions take up 7 units, and nightingales are 4, I think hornets are 4, so it's not a ton of units. It's just, it's really to allow you to have a couple, you know, a handful of scorpions out there.
Which is what we want.
Mm-hmm.
We also have our wonderful Spirit of Fire abilities, our Restoration Drones, which can be upgraded, our Archer Missiles, which can be upgraded. We can get Battle Hardened 1. Locust Mines, don't even look at them.
Doing them just because they cost so little.
Yeah.
Stop.
And they get blown up right away.
And then, of course, we have our ODST drop and our turret drop. I don't recommend the turret drop. Because the locusts will literally just rip it to shreds.
Yeah, they're a distraction. I feel like turret drops are more for the multiplayer modes. But yeah, not so great in this mission, especially.
Can you upgrade the turret once it drops? Do you get to or do you choose the type that it is?
I think you can. Yeah, I didn't do it. I might have done it once and forgot about it, but yeah.
All right, and of course we have to fight the Banished in this mission. So no hero units. We have some Groot. Yep. I did it again. Grunt and Brutes and Elites for our ground units. We have Ghost, Wraiths, Locusts, and a Scarab for our vehicles. A Scarab's pretty much a hero unit.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Our air units are Spirit Dropships and Banshees.
Did you see Engineers? I don't
think I didn't. Saw any.
Okay. And no Hunters either, right?
No. I don't think so.
I was looking
just
for them, but yeah.
Just a shitload of Locusts.
Ghosts, right?
And lots of, yeah, lots of Ghosts. Brutes lots
and
of
Grunts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the Sniper Elites, which are annoying.
Yeah.
I didn't see them.
They're on, like, the third. They're on the way, like, the last lane that they can come in. That's where all the infantry spawns. And
oh, they came in there, did they? Okay.
Yeah, and the tanks won't move to hit them, so they'll just sit there and let them
sit there
die. Yeah. I don't know why they do that, but it was an interesting experience. We also have leader powers because everything sucks. A glassing beam. I didn't see the vortex lightning. I only saw the glassing beam.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I just left that on there in the same way I played on heroic and I only saw a glassing beam once, I believe.
I saw it twice and it wasn't that it wasn't as bad as some of the other missions where he's doing it like every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then the Banished can also buff units and get the veteranacy.
Ooh, close.
I'm getting better. One day I'll learn to say that word.
Yes. One day.
One day. By the end of this, hopefully. And that's it. That's all we got, and we got quite a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we got this is a pretty good mission.
I love this mission. This is a good one. Okay. Yeah, I like this one.
I want to hear David's take on it. Take us through it, David. You already kind of gave us the overview of what happens at the beginning. We get stormed, and we have a couple units, and then we just gotta build up from there.
David not doesn't sound thrilled.
Yeah, I wasn't in love with this mission. It's not. It's all obviously time based and based on the waves, and I did not play this mission well in any way. I didn't do anything it said me to do, like build these turrets here and put, you know, you get this, like, oh, let's put some scorpions here and beat the troops. Like, that makes sense. I never did it. Mm-hmm. I was just all units every time. Here, there. I was totally all over the place.
Okay.
I just did not.
But you only played it once, right?
So I only played it once, yeah. I did not manage my resources well at all. Like, totally forgetting that I had a full base in the middle of it for, like, the first 5 minutes.
Oh, no.
I was like, where are my resources coming from? I just have these two little outposts. I just did not explore the map whatsoever. I don't know what was wrong with me, because obviously it's fully revealed. I just wasn't paying attention to the mini-map, really. Just kind of reacting. It is actually a good mission, though. I think it's not bad. I'm just not a huge fan of, you know, the ground. I like the turtle. I like to take my time. This mission is all about, like, these waves are coming, you better get ready. And they're pretty, even on normal.
Did you get stressed out every time the little siren went off?
Not all of it, but when 50 locusts come out of the water, I'm like, god damn it. Like, that's what, I literally just built these turrets and they're gone. Like, I mean, these locusts just wipe through everything.
Did you have the Wovwu skull on?
No, I don't think I even have any of these skulls.
It's very good.
It's fantastic, because there's like 30 of the locust and it's all just like amazing, you know, hearts,
rainbows,
bubbles,
and
it's making the sound like sparkly sounds.
That actually does sound cool.
It makes you feel a lot less I guess scared, or right. The feeling that you have to do anything. You're just like, oh, man, it's just so cute, I don't want it to end.
They're killing me with love.
I do like it. I mean, I know it tries to teach you, like, splitting your forces and kind of bouncing between them.
Mm-hmm.
I just did not do it very well. And if I play the mission again, I'd do it completely differently. Definitely more Nightingales and a lot less troops. I used a lot of ODSTs just because I just wasn't building. I just was not multitasking at all. So when I had all this, all of these populations, and I was like, yeah, I'm just bringing down ODSTs.
Right.
I brought in a lot of ODSTs.
Did you split your armies across the three? Because like the first beach gets assaulted a couple times, and then it's like the second beach in the middle that they send some air units and whatnot, and then towards the end of the encounter they'll send a bunch of infantry units way off onto the right, and then down below sometimes as well.
Yeah, I did try to put some scorpions on the right, take some troops and air vehicles in the middle, and have like a lot of cyclopses, and I think I had the warthogs and stuff as well in the beginning with Alice on like the main beachhead.
Mm-hmm.
But I ended up just taking such heavy losses in one place or another that I just kept pulling everybody back in. I just wasn't prepared, to be honest. That's really it.
Yeah.
I just played it really bad. I got a bronze, but like I thought I should have got nothing. It's only because the ball's objectives are so simple, I think, really.
Yeah. How was the Scarab fight then at the end?
I won't lie to you, I absolutely bossed him out of it. So I was when he started showing, I had all of my troops like right there. I just kind of stepped back. Mm-hmm. I had everything upgraded. I just sent everybody in at once and had Alice kind of Spartan jump her way in, just a way of introducing herself, and everybody mm-hmm. else just followed suit. I'm not sure, but you know ODSTs have like a demo charge. It's like their Y attack. They have like a Y ability. And okay. I don't know what it was, but I kept pressing Y, and I think they kicked his ass, but I thought that was only something that affected buildings. I'm not 100% sure. But anyway.
Okay.
I played on normal, but like, yeah, I did. Against the Scorpion, I did pretty well.
So it didn't get very... Scarab. It didn't get very far off the beach?
No, it got to, like, the first fire base.
Okay.
That was about as far as it got.
Nice. Cool, Krista, take us through your playthrough.
All right, so the first thing I did was that main base. I only made supply pads and generators on it.
Yes, that's the way to go. It took me a while to figure that out, but that's brilliant. It's just a supply, I don't know, sucker.
Yeah, just supply everything else. And I also captured those other two generator points on the map as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then
did you just send one unit down? Just one?
Sent a warthog and a marine.
Yeah, perfect. That's what I did too. Nice.
you are learning.
Right.
And then on the two mini bases, one of them ended up having an armory on it and a air pad. The other one had another supply pad and the garage for the scorpions.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just made a lot of scorpions and like four nightingales.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And they just kind of went around the map. When the infantry units started going in that bottom lane, I just mm-hmm. had two scorpions sitting there, and they just destroyed all the infantry units, and I'd send a nightingale down once in a while to heal them up.
Yep.
And then I won the game.
That was it. And so you had all the reinforcements by the end?
Yeah, I had upgraded everything. I pretty much upgraded mm-hmm. the vehicle, the garage, to max level pretty quickly as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think playing it the first time and having a little bit of a rough go, kind of like what David did, but then learning, you know, playing it again, saying, okay, I can do this. They do give you enough time, but a lot of it has to do, the success on this mission has a lot to do with getting those resources up as quickly as possible. And exactly what Krista just said is a bunch of supply pads. I think I had three generators in that main base, and then grab both of those power nodes. And then even on heroic, for me, I was able to get gold, and it, like the Scarab was no problem because I was just able to, you know, push back everybody. I had enough units. I was able to get my reinforcements, the armory. I was able to get that, maybe halfway or three quarters of the way through, so I could just pump out enough units and push back everybody. Did you use any of your other abilities at all, Crystal? The Archer missiles or anything?
I used the heal a couple times, because sometimes my Nightingales would go down, and it was just easier to heal them with that. And then I did, like, the Archer missiles once or twice.
Okay. I did notice, the first time I played on Heroic, I really struggled, because I didn't do that power, you know, generator out of your base right away. So I was really low on supplies, and I just couldn't, like, they kept advancing, and I would try to crank out more units, but they, you know, they just kept coming, and they destroyed my base, and I was very sad. But they had, like, so many locusts and wraiths just coming at me, and I just couldn't do anything. I didn't have enough units to combat them. And I don't think I was garrisoning either. I think that's a big key to this, is getting, I think, David, you said you use Cyclops.
Yeah. A bit.
Cyclops are good if you throw them in that garrison, especially, you know, for that on the main beach, because they can at least pound away at the locusts or the wraiths that are on that beach, and they'll focus on them. So that was another reason I would build the turrets, is because they will focus on that stuff versus just taking down your vehicles and whatnot. The anti-air unit, the anti-air turret was important on the second beach, because there was always, like, at some point there's like a wave of banshees and then some ghosts that they throw at you at that beach. So I would, you know, the first section, or the first, I don't know, half of the assault, I would kind of float back and forth between my big ball of units from the first and second beach. But then after that, I was able to, I felt like as I got more the reinforcements upgrade, I was able to spread them out a little bit. Exactly what Chris has said, just put two scorpions on the third beach, you know, a couple of guys in that middle beach with anti-air, and then everybody else on the main beach, and it was pretty good. The AI did seem to learn. The first time where I got rocked on Heroic, they did send a bunch of units from down below, and like they swept down and around with all their infantry units. But when I was ready for that, I was able to push them back, and it wasn't too bad. I might have used an ODST once just to see, and then didn't use the turret drop at all. Just Archer missiles I used at one point during that, the kind of the big assault right before the scarab comes, when like all of the red lights are on the screen, and you're like, oh god, here we go.
You just feel like you have to when there's just such a mob of enemies. You just want to drop something heavy on top.
Yeah.
And it does take a chunk out of the vehicles, at least. So that's what I would use it for, when there's a bunch of wraiths and scorpion or locusts on the beach. I threw it on top of them. At least it just takes some chunks out of their armor, if nothing else. And then your scorpions and everybody else can clean it up from there. So, yeah, it's. I feel like this is one of those missions that they want to make it stressful, but if you are calm and patient and you know, have a good eyesight on just steadily building up your resources and steadily upgrading everything, it's not too terrible.
Yeah. It's just kind of fun. Like, if you ignore the fact that they're trying to build anxiety, it's a fun mission. It's just kind of build whatever you want, deal with the waves, have Alice take some cool vehicles, you get to fight a scarab at the end. It's just it's a fun time.
Yeah. Oh, veterancy was huge for me too. That was another note that I had, is by the time, because I kept a lot of my forces alive for a decent length of time, especially with that Nightingale, well, most of my units were level 2 or 3 by the end, and they cleaned house. So that helped a ton. So when I was scrambling on Heroic, trying to just crank out new units, I would build new units, even though I had the the hardened upgrade. Yeah, I had that.
Yeah.
But they just wouldn't live long enough to gain the extra firepower they needed. So yeah, I think if you're back on your heels, this mission's tough. But if you're ready for them, there, it's not too bad. Any other notes that you guys wanted to include? Any other observations?
It gives you a lot. Like, all of a sudden, you know, we've been complaining about some of these missions just not having enough. And this mission really gives you loads, like a lot of more research than you recognize, more vehicles than you think. It just kind of dumps a whole lot on you in a short period of time.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of, there's a lot of variety in this game compared to Halo Wars proper. They've added a lot, which is good. But it takes a little while to get to learn, I guess, all of their advantages. I feel like in Halo Wars, we so often we would just use a scorpion. Like by the end, it's just like, okay, just crank out scorpions, or like Krista was like, crank out hornets, and that's the way to beat that game. But now there's different ways to approach it more or less. And I did in this one. I think it gives you some Wolverines right away.
Yeah.
I think at one point I built a Wolverine or two just to have, and they cleaned up pretty good, especially against those Banshees. One of the notes in the strategy guide was that they purposefully made this mission to be a little bit like the storming of the beach at Normandy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
But then, in that way, you play the bad guys, then.
You're defending yes, exactly. So, wait, were the Germans in this situation?
Oh, no!
Right.
How could you do this to me, 343?
Yeah. But just an interesting note. The other thought that came to mind, and we'll know a little bit, well, I guess we'll dive into this a little bit more on the next mission, because we finally get a cutscene next mission.
What? There are cutscenes?
Yeah. So next mission is mission 8, and it's been a while. It's been since the second mission, I think, since we got a cutscene. So, anyway, do we know much about the Enduring Conviction, the ship, the main?
From the comics, I think we do. Yeah. There's one of the comics, I think, is about how he recruits elites. Yeah, one of the Rise of Aatrox is how he recruits the elites, specifically the shipmaster, of this ship. During, and that's how, like, it's just a little backstory pretty much of how he managed to do it, which was actually pretty cool.
And the shipmaster is actually one of, like, the playable characters in this. He's one of the heroes,
the leaders.
Oh, hero units, is he? Cool. Mm-hmm.
But we don't, I think they mentioned it in passing in the last mission. I could be wrong. But there hasn't been any direct dialogue or any of our Phoenix logs have really focused on Enduring Conviction, right?
No.
Like we know that the Banished are here. At the end of last mission, we know that they're sending Banshees to assault the Spirit of Fire. But we still don't know much about their mothership. But that'll be focused on next mission. But I think it's just interesting that we don't know much about it, and we're like over halfway through the campaign at this point.
Yeah. I mean, the ship isn't a big player in this until the very end when they're trying to strand them, basically.
But it kind of should be, right? Because we literally are one big ship, and they have one big ship. So,
right,
ship versus
you
ship.
Think,
yeah,
yeah, that I mean, like, okay, as big as the Ark is, I mean, there's only two big massive ships. Kind of like holding these forces together, you think they're gonna clash, you know?
Yeah, that's my point. Exactly what you just said. So it's interesting that they haven't focused on it until now. But we, you know, from here on out, we get to know more about it, and the plot shifts a bit. But let's see here. Any trivia points, David?
They're not that good. I mean,
yeah,
it's pretty much just this is the first mission where you get a Scarab, you see a hero unit, and then. This is the second one of two missions in the game where you get surrounded by banished units and have to defend. I'm like, those are kind of lame pieces of trivia there.
Yeah. That's all right. We forgive you, Halopedia.
Yeah.
They don't care about Halo Wars, apparently.
The Phoenix log, there is one, and there's like a little, kind of it's by the second beach, I think, or is it the third beach? It's by the third beach.
Yeah, it's by the third one. The lower one.
Arch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of tucked underneath there. So when I remember seeing it when I was going to capture those power nodes, and I sent a Marine and then also a Warthog just around to go pick up the resources that are scattered around. You drive by and you're like, oh, there's a little thingy. I'm going to go grab that. And then go off to the side. So what do we have on that, Krista?
Well, we have Balcarus, a brute captain, and the date of this log is 3/30/2559. And he says, attention all envoy. As captain of this pitiless rabble, I have the displeasure of having quarters closed to your whelps, and so my ears are tainted with every cowardly whisper and idiotic rumor that is spread among your number. Recently, a poisonous tale has become popular among you little ones. A tale that has resulted in two attempted desertions. This threatens to undermine my authority and is an insult to the name of the banished and Atriox himself. I am here to crush that rumor before it results in any more disobedience. The rumor is of an enemy warrior so-called the Unknown Translation. It has said that this Unknown Translation is responsible for the deaths of our comrades and at the Ancient Waters treatment structure and the loss of several captives. According to you superstitious fools, the Unknown Translation single-handedly fought our bravest Jirohane before freeing the human captives and then led a path of destruction, leaving not one of our warriors standing. The worst versions have the Unknown Translation being unstoppable, a ghost of the same demon that defeated the Covenant Curs. This ends now. The death of our warriors and loss of captives was due to an accident, probably caused by some lazy Ungoy neglecting its duty. From now on, any talk of this phantom Unknown Translation will result in several of you pathetic creatures being hurled to the bottom of the nearest ancient chasm as a warning. Let that be the end of it. Oh, one last thing. The execution of these deserters will happen in 1 hour. All are to attend. So they're having a good old time.
Wow.
The good time as roommates.
Alice made an impression.
I know, right?
Interesting. Very cool. I just wanted to make one more note. The very end of the mission, the dialogue. So they talk about, Isabel mentions that they're still under attack. The Spirit of Fire is, and then she does mention the portal here. So she says, the captain recommends you, speaking to Alice, the captain recommends you to keep a small base there to guard the portal, but be ready to move out. I think we're going to need your help down there again very soon. Isabel out. So they do mention it, but at the very end, it's just kind of there on the map. But anyway, let's do community. What do we have on Facebook, David?
The communities. Facebook. Colin Perkins, admin, 2 days. Oh, it doesn't give me specific time. That's weird. I don't like that.
Oh, no. You, I know how to defeat you now.
Yeah. What the hell is this? I don't like this at all. Anyway. You spot a scarab on the horizon and your neighborhood lies directly in its path. What do you do? Question for Mission Debrief, Halo Wars 2 from the Deep Mission. It's a cool picture we put in there, Colin. We got a good few comments in this, actually. We have Tom. Stick with the chief. He knows what to do. That's a good quote. Good job, Tom. Brad says, look for the nearest grumpy man from Chicago who knows what the ladies like. Excellent. Jake, my town has a bunch of the world's largest and random stuff like wind chimes, golf tee, and club, and a rocking chair. I climb on top of the rocking chair and offer the scarab a place to sit before I get blasted by its beam. Okay. Matthew says, I warn my entire apartment complex except for the gossipy bat at 48 who called the cops on me because my dog barked at our kids from my windows. This is getting real personal, but more to the story, this woman's dead. Patrick says, make sure I have my Halo merch and family, of course, and get the fringe toast out of there.
Nice.
Lance says, first make sure I got all my stuff, get to the minimum safe distance, and bust out the popcorn. Ian says, contact the HOA and notify them of a rule violation. Those people are ruthless. No scarab can stand the force of Karen, president of Hometown Owners Association, 15 years running. Wow. Lucas says, my neighborhood is big enough where you can run down every street and it equals about 14 miles. I'm just going to hope it doesn't come to my side of the neighborhood. God damn, Lucas. Richard says, go in, get tactical, but also get shot down because I'm in a Pelican. Manny says, throw Legos and marbles in front of his path. That shit stops anything. That's excellent. Some nobody says, we should take the neighborhood and push it somewhere else. And has SpongeBob SquarePants. Or is it Patrick?
It's Patrick, yeah.
Yeah, it's Trent. Whatever, Trent. Just SpongeBob.
It's SpongeBob quote.
And finally, Richard says, climb up the tall tree just on the corner, wait for the scarab to approach at just the right moment, jump abroad whilst at the same time taking down an elite, steal his sword, assassinate the other two elites on the top deck, collect a few grenades, throw them down below deck, wait for the explosion, check all is clear, victory teabag the three elites on top deck, and when the girl next door has been watching and is blown away by my bravery saving her neighborhood and my amazing tacky teabagging skills, she hooks up with the local crowd. What the hell is this? Alas, she hooks up. This is Richard again getting some personal, got some personal messages in there, Colin.
Yeah, I like
good stuff. Thank you, guys.
All right, awesome. Oh, I do want to give credit, I guess, to the Prophet of Rhyme on Discord. He's been helping me with some of these questions and came up with that,
oh, yeah?
That
nice.
Image, that sweet, sweet scarab image. all right, Krista, what do we got?
All right, Hector says, well, there are smart things to do and stupid things to do in this particular situation. Now, let's get to the bottom of this. The smart and safe thing to do would be to run the fuck away like everyone else is. But we are not here to be smart, are we? We are here to win! Blow that fucker into the ground! Hoorah! So, thank yes. you, Hector. Matt says, politely ask the scarab to go around. Very good.
Yeah.
Like Prophet of Rhyme says, I would use my Halo 3 knowledge to find a tall structure, like a water tower, climb it, jump off onto the scarab, then run to the core, punch the shield out, proceed to rip the Let Go Low Worms out until the things fall like that, like what Will did to the hunters and ghosts of Onyx. I prefer the stupid fun way to the safer thing, and like hijacking a car and driving away to safety because America. Claptrap yeah. says, I know what the wormies like.
Mm.
Beckus.
Wait, is it confirmed that these scarabs are wormies?
We don't know.
No, we don't know.
Becca says, step one, run the fuck away. Step two. Step three, profit. Third says, maybe step two should be start a salvage business, picking clean the ruins of your neighborhood. Looting? Mm. Mm-hmm. Barlett King says, find a pelican. Carter knows the one thing they are good for.
Yikes.
Alright, step one, use my Mjolnir grappling hook to yeet myself onto it. Step two, destroy the power core. Step three, GTFO and watch the fireworks.
But don't get click-clack.
Don't get click-clack. No, that would be bad.
No clickety-clacks.
Blue Calcs says, place four giant banana peels on the ground in its path and wait for it to accidentally step onto them. That means you get to eat a giant banana. I like this plan. Zudo says, thankfully I painted the exterior of my home with reflective anti-focus cannon paint, so we're all good from a distance. Then I'll dismantle all of my Lego sets and scatter the bricks at a 20-meter perimeter of the property. And soon, as the scarab stands on even one piece, it'll be disabled instantly. I'll send the kids on board with their Nerf blasters and lightsabers to make easy pickings of the crew before throwing a homemade DeZudo special moonshine Molotov into the fusion core.
Oh,
beautiful.
That's a nice story.
And I looked up something. There are Legolo operators for the banished scarabs.
Oh, okay.
There's apparently a phoenix log called that details that.
So it's type 47B. So Thombomb says, orbital bombard that bitch. And then Garkun says, type 47A, hijack it. Type 457B, flirt with it.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah, that's right. And that's about it. Thank you, everyone, who submitted a answer.
Mm-hmm. Love it. All right, that'll do it for our debriefing of the From the Deep mission from Halo Wars 2. On the next episode, we'll be covering Hold the Line and some beautiful, sweet, sweet cutscenes to bring us into that one. Send us your thoughts, podcastevolve@gmail.com, or drop us a tweet at podcastevolved on Twitter. You can also support the show by visiting podcastevolved on Patreon. And don't forget that free audiobook trial. Visit audibletrial.com/podcastevolved. Until next time, evolve.
Evolves.